False Religion, Judges 18, 11 through 21.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
The family of the Danites set out from Zorah and Eshtaol with 600 men armed with weapons of war. They went up and encamped in Kiriath Jearim in Judah. Therefore they called that place Mahena Dan to this day. Behold, it is behind Kiriath Jearim. They passed from there to the hill country of Ephraim and came to the house of Micah. Then the five men who went to spy out the country of Laish answered and said to their brothers, "Do you know that there is in these houses an ephod and a teraphim, and an engraved image and a molten image? Now therefore consider what you have to do." They turned aside there and came to the house of the young Levite man, even to the house of Micah, and asked him how he was doing. The 600 men armed with their weapons of war, who were of the children of Dan, stood by the entrance of the gate. The five men who went to spy out the land went up and came in there and took the engraved image, the ephod, the teraphim, and the molten image. The priest stood by at the entrance of the gate with the 600 men armed with weapons of war. When these went into Micah's house and took the engraved image, the ephod, the teraphim, and the molten image, the priest said to them, "What are you doing?" They said to him, "Hold your peace. Put your hand on your mouth and go with us and be to us a father and a priest. Is it better for you to be a priest to the house of one man or to be a priest to a tribe and a family in Israel?" The priest's heart was glad, and he took the ephod, the teraphim, and the engraved image and went with the people. So they turned and departed and put the little ones, the livestock, and the goods before them. I notice that when I speak publicly about God, I have a choice. I can say what people want to hear, or I can say what people need to hear. I notice that if I talk about what people want to hear about, quite a bit of money is available. That's what our Levite priest discovered here. He simply said nice things and climbed the ladder. Micah was only paying 10 pieces of silver per year. When the offer came to serve hundreds of families instead of just one, he was very pleased. He quickly robbed Micah and left. It turns out that serving money is not only bad for those who do ministry, it's bad for everyone. It's easy to pick on the preacher for going after money, but what about you and I? Why do we do what we do? Jesus said that we can't serve money and Him at the same time. Religion for money can be used by man to justify anything. The family of Dan decided to justify their conquest and their robbery. I find it interesting that they liked to say things to each other like, "Now therefore consider what you have to do," and "Hold your peace, put your hand to your mouth and go with us." They were making rules up for themselves and for each other. No one was asking, "Why should I do this?" or "Should I go with you?" The simple truth is, they didn't have any basis for what they were saying. They were even commanding the man of God, making him do what they wanted by bribing him with money. Notice that false religion finds a God that does what man desires. True religion is when man finally does what God desires. Micah lost everything in one day. His money, his business, and his priest. All of the stuff that he thought gave him religious protection didn't do him any good in the day of trouble.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.